AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. After Mother Nature dropped a record amount of snowfall on the east, she's been helping thaw out the region today.
The only snow left is on the ground.
Sun's out. Temperature should reach above 32 degrees.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says the conditions are right to start the cleanup. In New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo says so far, so good. One problem, the Long Island Railroad,
which sustained significant damage in the yards.
Mayor Bill de Blasio says New Yorkers stepped up to deal with a storm that originally was supposed to bring about 8 to 12 inches of snow.
Ends up coming in close to 27 inches.
And airports in the south and northeast are slowly resuming service after the storm. I'm Ed Donahue.
The blizzard will halt action in Congress this week. Votes that were scheduled in the House have been postponed, and the Senate will not return to work until Wednesday evening. Alaska has been rocked by a magnitude 7.1 earthquake. Robert Sanders is an expert with the U.S. Geological Survey.
That is a large earthquake for this part of the world. They're not uncommon in this area, in this subduction zone in Alaska, but it is a large earthquake for this area.
There are no immediate reports of any injuries, but a house exploded and a neighborhood had to be evacuated following a report of a gas leak. Former Washington, D.C. and Philadelphia Police Chief Charles Ramsey is heading home to Chicago. Mayor Rahm Emanuel's office says he will be a senior advisor to the police department and help to guide civil rights reforms. Former Israeli President Shimon Peres has been taken to a hospital after experiencing chest pains. A spokesman says it's a precaution after Peres suffered a mild heart attack a week ago. Officials in California say three inmates who escaped from a maximum security jail should be considered armed and dangerous. The Orange County Sheriff says an investigation has been launched into how the inmates managed to obtain the